VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey people, it's me, Soraya, again. How was your day so far? Before we start today's episode, let me ask you a question first. Are you an iPhone person or an Android person? The battle between the supporters of these two sides have been on for years, and they keep arguing, which one is better? There's a very interesting phenomenon I found on the internet of iPhone users who tend to be more loyal and supportive than other smartphone users, and sometimes are pretty defensive when it comes to criticism. Some of them may even downlook upon users of other smartphones. So, do iPhone users really think they're better? Let's find out together in this episode. And now, time for our sentence of the day. A study found that iPhone users think their phone represents their social and economic status and are more self-conscious and extroverted. A study found that iPhone users think that their phone represents their social and economic status and are more self-conscious and extroverted. 一项研究发现 ，iPhone 使用者认为他们的手机代表了他们的社经地位，且具有更强烈的自我意识和外向的特质。好的，那我们现在来看一下句子里的一些重点。第一个呢是 represent。我们先来看一下 represent 这个字的发音，它中间的 s 呢不是发 s 的那个音哦，是发 z 的那个 z 的音。represent。那大家应该有注意到，重音呢是在 sent 的那个音节，所以是 represent。好 ，represent 它是一个动词，意思就是代表的意思。For example, the dove represents peace. 鸽子象征着和平。那我们这边来提到 represent 它的名词态叫做 representation。那大家现在应该有注意到 representation 跟 represent 它两个的重音节是不一样的。represent 我刚刚说的是发在 sent 的那个 zent 嘛，那 representation 呢是 ta 的那个 tation 的这个音节，重音的这个音节啦，所以是 representation。那例句的话可以是 Each of the characters in this play is the representation of the difficulties we may face in our lives. 这出戏里每一个角色都代表了我们生命中会面临的难题。好，那句子里面讲到的是说 The phone represents their social and economic status. 那我们接下来看 social 是什么？ Social 这字很常见嘛，我们的社群软体就是 social media。 那 social 呢这个字本身是作为社会或是社会的群居的意思，它是一个形容词啦。那如果你想要形容就是社会上面有不同的群体，不同的叫怎么讲阶级吗，就可以讲说是 social classes 或者是 social groups。 那大家就是一定有听过说我今天晚上要去 social， 他很爱 social， 这个 social 呢就是社交啊交际的意思。例句可以是 I had an active social life when I was at college。 我在念大学的时候呢社交生活很丰富。好，那接下来我们来看刚刚讲到的 economic 这个字呢是一个形容词嘛，还蛮明显的，它呢是指经济上的意思，就是跟那些钱啊市场啊有关的事情。那 economic 注意一下哦，它的重音是发在第一个音节 economic。 那它的名词态呢就是 economy， 它的结尾就是把 ic 换成 y 啦，就是 economy。 你们注意到呢，它的重音节也是不一样的，是放在第二个音节 economy。要注意这两个字，这两个字本身不难，但要注意一下发音哦。那我这边也可以跟你们补充一下，句子里面它是直接说 social and economic status， 就是你的社群、社交、社会啊，跟经济的地位。那简而言之，不就是社经地位吗？那其实社经地位呢，在英文也是有一个直接有一个字的，它就是 social economic status。好，听起来是一样的，没错，对不对？那其实直接变成一个组合字哦。 前面是 social 呢是 S-O-C-I-O， 那后面呢 economic 就是一样的字，它已经变成了一个组合字，直接用来形容社经地位。好，那我们回到句子，那逗点后面呢，它后面有讲到说，哎，And they are more self-conscious and extroverted. 那我们来看 self-conscious. Self-conscious 是作为一个形容词使用，它是描述说，哦，自我意识较强，或者是就已经变成说，哦，因为自我意识有点过强，所以会变成就是说做什么都有点不太自在的感觉的那种状态，有种一刀两刃的那种词的感觉。例句的话可以是 She is very self-conscious about her figure.他对于他的外形非感到自我意识很强，换句话说就是说他对他的外形非常在意的意思啦。那这边呢，这边 conscious 它是作为一个后缀词使用，它是用在名词或者是副词后面。那把 conscious 作为后缀词使用的时候呢，你是可以用来形容说，哦，你对于某件事情有意识的，或者是你对某件事情很看重的意思。举个例来说好了，哦，你很关注时尚，你对于时尚有很多见解，你可以说 you are fashion conscious。You are fashion conscious. 那或者呢，就是你对于政治有意识的，或者是你关注政治的话，你就可以说 You are politically conscious. You are politically conscious. 这样有懂吗？那 conscious 不作为后缀词的时候呢，它本身也是一个形容词哦。最常见呢，其实 conscious 就是一个清醒的意思啦。例句的话可以是 He was still conscious enough to call the ambulance himself, even though he was badly injured in the car accident. 他神志足够清醒，能够自己叫救护车，虽然他在车祸中已经受伤得非常严重了。好，那最后我们来看 extroverted。Extrovert 这个字呢，就是外向的意思，其实还蛮直观的。那它的前缀词是 extro 嘛，大家有没有想到 extro 的反义词是什么呢？就是 intro， 往里面的嘛 ，intro。所以也有一个字叫做 introvert。Introvert, extrovert 如果是形容外向的话呢，那所谓 introvert 是什么呢？就是内向啦。不知道大家有没有搞懂呢 ？So what do you guys think about this topic?In this era, smartphones have become an extension of ourselves, including our personalities. According to a study, an individual's choice of smartphone operating system can provide useful clues when it comes to predicting their personality and other individual characteristics. So me, as a former Android user, after comparison, I would say that iOS system is more durable than Android.So for the iPhone users, do you really feel that you're superior to those Samsung users? It's so interesting because I know a lot of you guys must be using an iPhone right now. Leave your comment down below and let's talk about it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Have a great one and I'll see you guys in a bit. Bye!